Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is facing a revolt within his Labour Party over a bill raising university tuition. A defeat in Parliament today would be the first in Blair's 6 years in power and might lead to a vote of confidence in his government. Tomorrow, the Hutton Commission issues its report on last year's suicide death of a British weapons expert. The release is likely to focus attention on Britain's involvement in the war in Iraq. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
20 seconds uttered on the floor of Parliament in September 2002 will follow Tony Blair's premiership, whether he survives this week or not. On that day in September, Blair told the House of Commons that British intelligence experts concluded that Saddam Hussein's weapons program posed an imminent threat to the world.
It concludes that Iraq has chemical and biological weapons, that Saddam has continued to produce them, that he has existing and active military plans for the use of chemical and biological weapons, which could be activated within 45 minutes, including against his own Shia population.
The 45-minute claim immediately dominated the headlines in Britain and around the world, and it was a key piece of evidence offered by Blair when he passionately backed the use of military force to oust Saddam Hussein from power. But last May, when a BBC report stated that Blair's inner circle knew the 45-minute claim was false, the public clamored for an inquiry. Blair's staff was so infuriated by the BBC allegation that the government demanded to know the source for the report. It was a former weapons inspector, Dr. David Kelly. Kelly was eventually outed and discredited, and it's thought that this is what led to his suicide last July. That ostensibly is what the Hutton Commission was supposed to find out. Blair hoped the commission would clear his government of any wrongdoing.
I actually set up the inquiry with an independent judge because I thought it was important that the public be given the facts, not speculation by this part of the media or that part of the media or as a game of party politics, but actually the facts.
The facts, though, revealed a sometimes cynical press office at No. 10 Downing Street, an office that was closely involved in how evidence of Saddam's alleged weapons program would be presented to the public. During weeks of testimony, the Hutton Commission also uncovered questionable news practices by the BBC and the reporter who broke the story, Andrew Gilligan. Gilligan, it's now believed, twisted the words of his source, Dr. David Kelly. In an extraordinary documentary broadcast by the BBC last week, both the network and the government came out looking bad. James Humphreys is a former member of Blair's communications team.
I think there's no question that the Prime Minister comes out of this damaged, not necessarily so much to the personal side, because I think particularly I wouldn't anticipate that Lord Hutton will criticise him particularly. I think it's more it's damaged his administration, and it's clearly continued and polarised further the divisions that grew up over actions in Iraq, the whole question of the war.
Against this backdrop, Blair faces an equally divisive vote on whether to introduce tuition fees at British universities. Despite his wide majority in Parliament, nearly 100 Labour members are expected to vote against the Prime Minister on the bill. If that does happen, it would be the first time Blair lost a vote in the Commons and will almost certainly lead to a motion for a vote of confidence in his government. Even his detractors admit he'll likely survive a confidence ballot, but the damage will be done. And as one commentator put it here, Tony Blair's leadership will be tarnished. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.